بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرسلنا رسلا من قبلك منهم من قصصنا عليك ومنهم من لم نقصص عليك، وما كان لرسول أن يأتي بآية إلا بإذن الله، فإذا جاء أمر الله قضي بالحق وخسر هنالك المبطلون.
Verse number 78. O Messenger, I have sent many messengers before you to their people, but they rejected them and caused them harm. The messengers were patient upon the rejection and harm they faced. From among these messengers are those whom I have related their stories to you, and those whose stories I haven't related. It is not correct for a messenger to bring a sign to his people from his Lord, except if he, may he be glorified, wishes for him to bring it. So for the disbelievers to demand signs is wrong. When the decree of Allah for victory or judgment in favor of the messengers against their nations happen, the judgment will be made fairly. The disbelievers will then be destroyed, and the messengers will be saved. At that point, when the judgment is made between the servants, the people of falsehood will lose out by having put themselves in a position of doom by committing disbelief.
الله الذي جعل لكم الأنعام لتركبوا منها ومنها تأكلون.
Verse number 79. Allah is the one who created camels, cows, and livestock for you, so that you can ride on some of them and consume the meat of some.
وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَلِتَبْلُغُوا عَلَيْهَا حَاجَةً فِي صُدُورِكُمْ وَعَلَيْهَا وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ تُحْمَلُونَ.
Verse number 80. You have many benefits in these creations, as well as ships and other modes of transport, which change over time. You can use them to acquire whatever necessities you desire to be fulfilled, and from the most apparent of these needs is transportation across the land and sea.
وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَأَيَّ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُنْكِرُونَ.
Verse number 81. And Allah shows you many of His signs that point to His power and oneness. So which of His signs do you not acknowledge, after it has been established they are His signs?
أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. كانوا أكثر منهم وأشد قوة وآثارا في الأرض فما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يكسبون.
Verse number 82. Do these rejectors not travel the earth and ponder over what the outcome was of the nations who rejected before them and take heed from it? Those nations were healthier, stronger, and more influential than them in the world, but their actions and strength did not help them at all when the destructive punishment of Allah came.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَرِحُوا بِمَا عِنْدَهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
Verse number 83. When their messengers brought clear proofs and great miracles to them, they denied them, and were happy with the knowledge they had that contradicted with whatever their messengers came with. So the very punishment they would mock when warned off by their messengers came upon them.
فَلَمَّا رَأَوْا بَأْسَنَا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ وَكَفَرْنَا بِمَا كُنَّا بِهِ مُشْرِكِينَ.
Verse number 84. Then, when they saw the punishment, they began confessing, at a time when no confession would benefit them, saying, "We bring faith upon Allah alone, and reject whatever partners and idols we worship instead of Him."
فَلَمْ يَكُ يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ لَمَّا رَأَوْا بَأْسَنَا سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ فِي عِبَادِهِ وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ
Verse number 85. So their bringing faith upon seeing the punishment descending upon them did not benefit them. This is the way of Allah that has been consistent among His servants, that their bringing faith upon seeing the punishment is of no use. The disbelievers doomed themselves at the time when the punishment descended, by having put themselves in a place of destruction because of their disbelief in Allah and not repenting from it before seeing the punishment. Beneficial points. 1. Allah has messengers other than those specifically mentioned by name in the Noble Quran. 2. From among the favors of Allah is that He clearly marks out those signs of His that point to His oneness. 3. Being happy with falsehood and its harmful consequences is dangerous. 4. Bringing faith upon seeing the destructive punishment is of no use. Surah Fussilat. Explained in detail. Topic of the Surah. Mention of how to deal kindly with people who turn away from the Qur'an by mentioning that the Qur'an is the truth and the consequences of rejecting it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hameem.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Hameem. The discussion on similar letters has already passed in Surah Al-Baqarah.
Tanzeelun min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Verse number 2. This Quran is a revelation from Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون
Verse number 3. It is a book whose verses are perfectly clear as can be. He has made it an Arabic Quran for a nation that knows, because they are the ones who will benefit from its meanings and contents by achieving guidance towards the truth.
بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا فَأَعْرَضَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ
Verse number 4. It is a giver of glad tidings to the believers of the generous reward Allah has prepared for them, and a warner for the disbelievers of the painful punishment of Allah. But the majority of them turn away from it. They do not listen open-heartedly to its contents.
وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ مِّمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرٌ وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ فَاعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ
Verse number 5. And they say, "Our hearts are covered with multiple veils, so they do not comprehend what you are calling us to. Our ears are deaf to hearing what you say. There is a veil between you and us. None of your speech reaches us. So you carry on doing as you are on your path, and we will do the same on our path. We will never follow you."
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه وويل للمشركين.
Verse number 6. O Messenger, say to these deniers, I am only a human just like you are. I receive revelation from Allah that your true deity is only one deity who is Allah. So devote your worship to Him alone and seek forgiveness from Him for your sins. Clear loss is for the idolaters who worship others instead of Allah or ascribe partners with Him.
الذين لا يؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون.
Verse number 7. Those who do not pay zakat on their wealth are on the Day of Judgment, with its everlasting blessings and painful torment in it, among the disbelievers.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون.
Verse number 8. Indeed, those who have faith in Allah and His messengers and do good deeds, for them is an everlasting reward which will never finish, paradise.
قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Verse number 9. O Messenger, say to these idolaters rebuking them, why do you disbelieve in Allah, who created the earth in 2 days, on Sunday and Monday, and you attribute equals to Him, whom you worship instead of Him? He is the Lord of all creation.
وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ.
Verse number 10. He created firm mountains on it, which stabilize it and prevent it from shaking. And He proportioned the provisions of the people and animals by the 4th day, following on from the 2 previous days, Tuesday and Wednesday, equal for whoever wants to ask regarding it.
ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين.
Verse number 11. Then Allah, may He be glorified, resolved to create the sky at a time when it was smoke, saying to it and the earth, submit to my command willingly or be forced. It has to be one of the two. They said, we come willingly, O our Lord. We have no wish except your wish. Beneficial points. 1. The disbelievers shut off all means of guidance that they had, deciding to remain on disbelief instead. 2. The importance of zakat is mentioned, that is a pillar from the pillars of Islam. 3. The whole universe has submitted and humbled itself to the command of Allah, may He be glorified.